I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to ryansickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, y'all. I'm Ryan Sickler. Today, I'm very excited to have my guests here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Moses Storm. Welcome to the Way Back,
Thank
Moses
you for
Storm.
Having me.
Thank you for being here. Please plug and promote anything you'd like.
Special on HBO Max called Trash White.
All right. Moses, so we talked about on the Honeydew, you grew up in a cult.
Yeah.
In particular, you sort of grew up on a bus.
Yes.
A Greyhound bus that
Greyhound
your dad,
bus.
Tell me about it.
That they bought in the early 90s, old decommissioned bus that had seats in it. It was the first time being on one of these seats. Because they ripped out those seats and then they tried to build it into an RV.
And they did that because your dad was really good at mechanics and working with
cars
and stuff, right?
Really learn as you go. It's such a, just a man's man. Just knew what he was doing.
Will you literally walk us through this bus? Tell us where you slept, like where was the kitchen or whatever, you know what?
So, yeah. So he had no, it was not like way before YouTube tutorials. So a lot of the skill was that he was kind of starting to do construction, but the lowest level of like drywall. So you didn't really know about measuring, but he could steal tools here and there. And then mainly going into Home Depot and saying like, how do you put in a faucet system? And then whatever you could retain before the internet. So, and then the outside was spray painted silver and teal.
Silver and teal?
Silver and teal. And
did you have a name on it or anything?
We
or
had in like the, what's the front called where you put like the
storm is coming or
that,
anything?
That is, we have a Bible verse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The, up under the lights.
Up on there, like, that it would change. Whatever, like it says the stop or like the number St. Louis, 3 bus.
Yeah. What was yours?
And it was like an old flip sign. So it would always be like Corinthians 3:22 or something. You're headed for hell or all men shall burn. But then you could, it was spray painted and you could tell on the outside. To just the shortest way to describe it is people, we would go to campgrounds and campgrounds are mainly elderly retired people with large hunting wagons and the awnings that fold out. So when a bus shows up, they're like, oh my God, you guys converted a bus into an RV. Can we take a tour? Undoubtedly, people would step into the bus. So you go through the back door. The front door is permanently closed. They would take three steps up to the top. And they would go, oh, yeah, no, I got it. Thank you. And refuse the rest of the tour. Because you could pretty much get a full picture just by looking at it. Like, oh, this is not going to be like an HDTV show bus conversion. So when you walk in, there's a makeshift kitchen with different tile on the ground that's kind of white, like the peel and stick tile.
So that's nice. You put a little tile area down and be like, this is the square footage of the kitchen.
That's the kitchen area.
Got it.
There were supposed to be locking cabinets, but the plastic locks never locked. So then when we were driving the bus, would just fall out. So then what we would do is we'd have to take everything out of the cabinets and just put it on the ground already. So then that kind of stuff stayed on the ground most of the time because we wouldn't want to put it back each time. There was a sink that made a horrible pumping sound, struggling to get the water from the pump. So we would have to do dishes like in the campground bathroom.
Oh,
no. And then speaking of bathrooms, the toilet was probably the worst part. It was, so you walk in.
Now, real quick, before you tell us about the toilet, tell us how many total people are on this bus at
seven.
Seven
people.
With one toilet.
Seven people with, one toilet. So five children, two adults, and then one adult with self-induced laxative diarrhea in an effort to stay thin. My mom always was in a constant state of emergency shit.
On the bus.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Because for bulimia, you would ruin your teeth if you threw up. She was obsessed with her weight, so what she would do, she would take Swiss Chris, this is like a diarrhea tea, and not even put it in water. She would take handfuls of that.
Come on,
and she would always have the tea flakes on the side of her mouth and all over her shirt. And we would be driving on a highway in the bus. Yes, that's it. Swiss Chris. So constant handfuls. This stuff is like, I know the smell of this. This will take me back to my childhood. If I smell this.
You smell it now?
Even the font, I smell it. I remember going to the store me buying this or shoplifting it. This was like, that smell is through my entire childhood.
Oh, God.
Because that was always, so she'd be like, oh, God. And then she was... horrible. She was also horrible at directions. It's before GPS.
I love that that's the smell and not the smell of the diarrhea.
because she had a pretty clean system because it's always coming out. It was always like water shits. And we would see it because she would shit on the side of a highway. I shit you not. She would be like, no, I gotta go now. And she was already yelling.
And the toilet was taken. You pulled
toilet
over.
Was taken. Oh, this is like when we had a van as well, in addition to the bus. So we had this 16-passenger van that we're towing on a trailer. So it's a train. And then if she was ever driving us alone, she was already yelling at us because she would keep missing her exit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Thomas Guide day. So there's no GPS. Like, where is that? Damn it. And then she also has given herself diarrhea that she would open the doors of the van to make like a shanty wall.
Yeah.
And then shit just goop, just water. And we would see it because the doors are open.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like almost like it was so fast. It was like, and then blew back to normal. And it was like troubling how
just
fast it
power
was.
Shits on the side of the highway.
Just all water. I mean, it. In her defense, it didn't smell that bad because it doesn't have that much time to ferment inside the body.
Oh, God. It's just ripping through you, literally.
It's also like, how are you not planning for this? Like, how you're giving yourself diarrhea and you know you have an
There's
hour
not a
car
bucket
ride.
Or something you could just fucking throw away. Oh, God.
So that would happen in the bus sometime. The bus is like, has a septic tank. It's called a blue tank.
Mm-hmm.
And you poop into it, and it's got some chemical in it that's supposed to dissolve it. Anytime we were at a campground, we would just use the campground bathroom because this toilet was constantly breaking down. Also, the toilet had no door, and the toilet was...
What do you mean?
I know.
Literally just you're in there shitting and facing your family?
Not only that, on a 3-foot platform. So but to accommodate for the wheel well and to have the tank under and the way that they placed the toilet... I could think of 6 better places to put this toilet that you would have to get like a little prince on a platform. You would shit on a throne that everyone would walk by to get to the bedroom in the back and just off the kitchen area. So the kitchen's to your right. The bedroom area is to your left. And then right to the left there, right on a platform, right above the wheel well is a toilet that's now on a raised platform. And the toilet barely flushes. You're lucky if it flushes. And then you have to empty the tank like every stop that you can get. Never flush, mainly occupied by her, only emergencies, smelled everything. And it was just like, if you're an exhibitionist, you would love this toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned too on the Honeydew about a brother sleeping above you in the bunk who was a bedwetter and you could see it dripping through and stuff.
Yeah. So my dad built us bunk beds in the back. The front part was my mom's bedroom, which is just like the odd platform with a futon over and then 2 very separate sides of the bed. Let's put a pillow fort in. And then the very back was all of the bunk beds, which is also the entire floor to ceiling wall of these GMC buses is just a diesel engine, a loud rattling carbon monoxide. Well, that one's kind of raised.
Yeah, look, he's got a tour.
That's a nice one.
Is this what yours
look
like?
Shower. Here? Yeah. We didn't have any of that. So we had bunk beds in the back, 3 high and 2 high. On one side. And when my dad originally built them, he forgot to measure for the height of a mattress. So there was just enough clearance before that to be like, oh, yeah, you could kind of sit up a little bit. But then it was essentially when the mattresses were in, it was about 2-inch clearance above your head. So you can't like roll over with your shoulder. And then my older brother above me would wet the bed almost every night. Well past it was like, you know, time to be wet in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so bad, and we didn't have like plastic sheets or anything, that it would leak through the mattress and then through the wood. And it's just like unfinished wood. It's not treated. It's just like a Home Depot slab. It still has a little barcode on it that it created this mildew, like ink blotch Rorschach test above me. And it got so mildewed and just soft that, yeah, I remember as a kid just passing the time just picking away at the wood. Pee. Yeah, and I would call it quicksand because the quicksand was the time. Like, this is the quicksand
was big, yeah.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 5-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
90s quicksand was a thing.
I had a twin brother who I always shared a room with, and he and my younger brother both wet the bed way past the age of what they should have wet the bed. And so my parents ended up getting them this little buzzer system where you'd wear an undershirt and tighty whities, and you would sew the like the little pee pad into the tighty whitey crotch area, and it had a wire that would run up to your shoulder and had a little buzzer on your shoulder. And as soon as it would get wet, it wakes you and starts conditioning you to get up before you piss your pants.
Oh, but it doesn't really stop you because aren't you already peeing at that moment?
100%.
I guess you're a kid, you can stop. The older I get, the more I can't stop. Like if I'm like peeing outside in the minute and like someone's coming, I can't just shut it off.
Yeah, you can't stop. But yeah, so even if a drop hits it, it'll go off. So eventually it trains you to not put any drops on this thing. And it worked. Yeah. It fucking worked for both of them. It was wild. It worked.
Are they still doing that? Or is it like outlawed now that you can't have...
Both
can't
my
like
brothers still
kids.
Do use it. They
still
use it.
The second they come... Now they can't
they
come without it.
They gotta get their balls shocked to come. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's still used or not. I have no idea. I've never seen it anywhere else. And so... That's going off every fucking night. He also had a retainer.
Oh, you hear it?
Oh yeah, it's a loud buzz. It's a right in your ear. It's right here on your shoulder. That one right there. That was his setup, but it was white. And then as soon as I start to fall asleep and get comfortable, I'm like, God damn it.
I feel bad for the kid that had to test it because you know there was one that was too strong that made him shit.
Son.
Right?
Yeah.
To get this shock just
your mom's
right.
using it now. he had a fucking retainer
shit.
Too. It was a
oh my God.
All night. I never ever got sleep. Ever got sleep.
Are you a loud sleeper now? Do you like bleh, bleh.
Now I have apnea. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a test to get a CPAP machine. I'm 100% convinced it's all because of that shit. All right, so you got five kids sleeping in the back. What's that like? Are you guys playing all the time? Like
no, like memorizing really Bible listening? Verses or hiding. And then you forget just how there's no room. I think in all the like tiny home tours, people have no stuff. If you're poor, you have a lot of stuff. Because you hold on to everything. Mm-hmm. You never know when you're going to need this thing, and then you don't have to go out and buy it. So you have like bow ties and shit you don't need. So it's the floor is kind of always covered in junk and stuff that we might need one day. And then, so then you go past the toilet. Everyone's on top of each other. If someone goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you're definitely going to hear them. And then you get to the front. There's like a supposed to be like a dining room area, but we never set up the table. And at the very front, there's another raised platform. And under that is supposed to be a set of drawers, but it's just full of stuff. And it's filled with all the religious tapes. And then on top of that is a futon that rolls out. And then there's some couch that we found on the street. And then it's all kind of pieced together. When we were in renting the home and converting it, it wasn't finished by the time we hit the road. The idea was like, we'll kind of, as we go, we'll find stuff. And that will go into the bus. So
very much like the religion and the cult, the bus was a work in progress.
Yes. Okay. We'll find it as got we it. Go on the road.
Yeah, got it.
On the road. So it was eventually it did end up looking pretty nice. You'd be like, oh, that is a thing. But something was always off. It was like the house in Arrested Development where something is always breaking and something is just falling down.
What do you miss about it the most? Because you literally sort of grew up on the road. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Shopify's POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Find that hardware that fits your business best. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/wayback, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/wayback to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/wayback.
Well, it's hard because I did that Burt Kreischer tour, and it was kind of like wish fulfillment of like everything in a bus that you wanted was there. And I don't know. And it's hard because I don't really miss it because I just always wanted my own space as a kid. And it's even something now I want if I'm in a relationship with a girl. Like, I just want a space that's my own, some control over that, just so I can be a little bitch in one area. And just get over that mood. It's nothing to do with you, nothing to do with us. There's nothing you could say to fix it. Just need like 38 minutes to go be a bitch in a room. So, and especially with comedy, you know this, we're always traveling anyways. You're living out of a couple suitcases. You have a travel size everything. So I get enough of it. I guess it just, for the biggest thing is it wasn't a transition touring a bunch with stand-up. It wasn't this thing of like, wow, it's crazy being on the road. I'm used to being on the road. And I think for the past 2 years in New York, I've just been living out of suitcases, going to different Airbnbs and then different apartments and never really having roots down. So I think I'm doing enough of it now to ever miss it.
Do you crave a palatial mansion or anything like that? Or do you prefer the smaller, cozier type places?
I think the smaller, cozier places sounds pretty stressful. I think we were stressed about money from a very young age. Like, my parents were good at hiding it. They would be like, we're fucked. We don't have any money.
They would say,
yo, we are screwed. We are going to be homeless. Also, I have to shit now.
It was a lot of fear, a lot of fucking.
They were not mature about poverty. Oh, you know, you like hide some stuff. Yeah. They would tell us everything.
We'll be fine.
We're like, about to lose the whole bus. And we would get evicted from campgrounds. One for having too much junk outside.
What do you mean? They take it outside?
Take it outside, yeah. And then we would not pay. That's like $50 a month. It's no money. Raise money, I shit you not, we buy, and this is going to turn everything around for us. We're street preaching, not making money. We buy an industrial-size cotton candy machine from the 80s. Yes.
But it's also something that You're going to make a buck or $2
exactly.
On.
Yeah. And who's going to buy it out of a junky spray-painted bus? Who's going to be like, yeah,
you'll
I should
see.
Get food.
You'll see.
We're going to turn
I'll
this
show
all
you
around.
Moses who's going to buy
They're
it.
They're going to yell at you about God, have this God sponge provide. Sugar. So it's not like the toy cotton candy machines that you would get in a Toys R Us that's like pretty compact. It's the size of a microwave. This is a giant metal bowl. It's made to like, it's like if you are, have you have a cotton candy business, you're going to package it and sell it. So this giant
like
metal
this right
bowl.
Here.
Yeah. But also it had a large, large stand. And then it was a circular bowl and the bowl would stay hot long enough for you to forget that it was on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then this took up the entire hallway of the bus.
You just called it a hallway.
So, I love it.
Yes, the hallway.
The hallway of our bus. So I have this burn on my arm from the cotton candy machine
no
to this
shit.
Day.
There it is. Look at that.
Because I would always forget. And then you try to slip around the cotton candy machine bowl. And then the hot bowl that spins the sugar would always burn us. And it was so, so loud. And then all the lights would flicker because it took that much electricity.
Oh, hilarious.
For a dollar gain.
What are you guys like eating on the bus? Are you making PB&Js or pizza? Like what goes far for a family of seven that you can make easy?
Especially
on a budget.
Yeah. So one is two parts. Main food source is the dumpster. You go to grocery stores.
For real?
Yeah. And you go to the back and then whatever they threw out that was expired or was about to expire. Or something defective.
Okay.
We eat that.
The obvious question here would be like the grossest thing ever. Fuck that. What? No. I don't want to ask that.
Yeah.
What did you actually get one time that you were like, this is fucking good?
Okay. Really bad hurricane. Really bad hurricane knocks the power out of this grocery store. So the grocery store throws out their entire ice cream department once. So every ice cream novelty, all the stuff we could never afford is all in these large blue trash bags. And we know it's the Florida sun, so we're not going to make it home. So it's the first time we've done this. Usually you take it home and, you know, you don't be raccoons right there. But we get the bags out of the dumpster and right there behind the store, we just start tearing into this half-melted ice cream. So good. It is overwhelming. It's everything. It's like drumsticks, Good Humor bars, popsicles. One bite, oh, all of chuck it.
It's,
it.
The, it's drumsticks and
it's, yes.
ice cream sandwiches. Not just ice cream.
No, oh, ice cream. Everything. I'm looking at ice cream like, fuck that. I've had Rocky Road. Get that fuck out of here. The Flintstone cardboard push-up pops. And it's all, it's like melting in real time. So you're just overwhelmed as a kid. Like, this is the only time I'm going to get this. And it was incredible. It was just overwhelming, too much of a good thing. And then we did break into a pool after that, and it all came up.
What do you mean break into them?
So we didn't have a pool. My mom had no problem breaking the law. So we'd go to like a nice condo community or like a gated community and just I'd sneak in when the gate's open.
Your mom's shitting in the bathroom over there.
Shitting in the hot tub.
There's seven of you. It's not like one or two of you.
No. And then my older brother is the first one to throw up. Because we go right after. So we it's hot day. Everyone's out at the pool. Like that actually lives there. Aggressively eating ice cream. And then like, how does the day get even better? We break into this pool and a lot of families are out that actually live at this condo community. And then my older brother, he's the first one to throw up. And then I see him throw up and it's that chain reaction thing.
Oh, no, yeah.
Where I throw, so we throw up into the pool. Just cream. So it's just like a lava lamp monster.
Your mom's like, I could shit in here. It looks like chocolate.
Oh, it's a perfect time. Distraction. Shitting behind the lawn chairs. Yeah, so that's one of them. And then, I don't know, some Midwest parents have these like odd food things that are not. Like they'll call a banana split something that's not a banana split.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's banana split. I hated banana splits. In fact, when I was like 16 and I was around my friends, and they're like, let's go to McDonald's and get a banana split. I'm like, why would you eat that? Because what I thought a banana split was is what my mom would make, which you cut open a banana with the peel still on it.
Mm-hmm.
You put, okay, chocolate, I'm in, marshmallows. But then you put the banana in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and you bake it. And what a banana does in the oven, it just oxidizes. So it just makes it rotten. So it's a rotten banana with marshmallows on top. And I would, and she would like make us eat this. It wasn't like a fun dessert. She'd be like, finish your banana split. So there's all these things that were off. And then she would make pizza, which was like wheat bread, Prego tomato sauce.
Oh, God. Wheat bread
wheat
already.
Bread, Prego tomato sauce with feta cheese on top. And it just soaks the bread. Soaks. By the time I had the Lunchable pizza, I was like, this is the best pizza
ever.
I've ever. This is a New York slice, Lunchable prison food.
I just had one question. Yeah. I feel like I also heard you mention at one point that there was like competitive yard sailing.
Yeah. So
what was that like?
Well, we didn't have a yard, which is complicated. So if getting trash food eventually leads to going to rich neighborhoods where these pools are. And when people are moving and they throw stuff out, like furniture or clothing items, we started taking that. And then we just had an influx of that. So then we get into yard sales. Now, we tried a few in the campground. Campground's like, you can't have a sale here. There's a gate. You can't have people back. Also, no one wants to go to a yard sale in essentially a trailer park. So then we start having yard sales on other people's yards without them knowing.
No.
I shit you not. This is most of my childhood because
you just commandeered their yard for your own shit.
The level of confusion, Ryan, imagine waking up. You're like, did my wife agree to this? Who the fuck? And it is so confident that you think you might have, like, I have a problem with fentanyl, maybe.
That's so good.
So good. The way that there's the front yard that you have.
Did that ever happen? People come out like, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
One guy, I'll never forget. He was just mouth open.
How much
open.
For that picture?
Also, like, this is their neighbor. Like, maybe it's the stuff that they threw out.
Yeah, right.
Is that my Joe
That's
Namath helmet?
That's my Tupperware, man.
That's my son ring. So there's someone's yard.
I like that you threw the Joe Namath ring out.
Yeah, the wife did. You love that thing more than I do.
Yeah.
There's the yard. There's a little sidewalk, and there's a little strip of grass right before the curb.
Mm-hmm.
That strip of grass is technically city property.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So until a city official says you have to move, the homeowner cannot do anything with that little strip of grass. Mm-hmm. So we would just keep this long, skinny sail. So junky looking, too. This is not like a yard sale. This is like, it looks like a pile of trash. Mm-hmm. And we would set a yard sale up early, well, before sun up. Then the family wakes up on a Saturday. Most of the time, we would get so scared that they would chase us off. They would be so angry. Get this shit out of here. Knocking over tables. Sometimes they would
really
just
that,
be,
that
oh,
aggressive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it just, these are like people that are the homeowners association. You can't have certain lawn gnomes right, out. You got to keep your grass trimmed. And then the filthiest family you've ever seen sets up a pile of trash on the strip of grass. The mom is shitting in the corner of the bed.
Great point. Great
shitting
point.
Goop. Great. And then sometimes she would leave to go work out and she would just leave me in charge of the sale.
She working out.
She's gonna go for a run to stay thin, or find a bathroom that we can actually use. And the people at the yard sale are like, "Oh, can do you mind if I use your restroom?" We're like, "No, you cannot.
Get the fuck
so
out."
So then
here.
I would be 12 years old, and she would leave me with the sale, and I'd like negotiate prices with these people. And the most extreme sale, the most extreme thing we ever sold, is someone threw out their 80s and 70s, like Playboy. And what was it? Penthouse magazine. Mm-hmm. So it was like this old, like the kind with a lot of hair down there. Their whole porn collection. These imported beers. Because some of the stuff we wouldn't sell, so you just take on to the next sale. But one sale was these old imported beers that were all expired. Expired French chocolate. All the porn, which is on one table. And men have no shame. They'd be out at the yard sale. Unfolding the
centerfolds. I sold mine at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. A bunch of old Playboys because they are collectible. These guys love them. You're not supposed to because it's considered porn.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway. And that's the same thing. These guys would open the sun. They'd hold it out there. Like
no shame.
None.
I kind of wish I had some
like,
of that.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I kind of wish. Yeah. So then, a handgun.
You sold a handgun?
Because it was thrown out in the trash.
First of all, that's a murder weapon, not 100%. Not a handgun.
You don't throw away a gun like, right. I got to make room
in
the garage.
That's a murder weapon, you guys.
That is 100% a murder weapon. it was in a cigar box. I'll never forget
it. Definitely a murder weapon.
And I was sentient enough at 12 to be like, oh, this is a problem. So like if a cop comes by, like I'm going to hide this. Yeah. This is like if you have anything off the menu.
Also, the life you're living, you would think that if that was a gun that was workable, you'd keep that one for some security.
Absolutely.
Living the style of life you guys are out on the road, because I'm sure there are some real did you ever fucking come across any like dangerous people?
So there was always a threat, like with religion. Like we were aware of David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. If anything, that's like, oh, I wish we had any interest from the FBI. I wish anyone cared about us.
Like, but get a name first, and then we'll fucking start looking you up.
There's nothing to say over the radio, but no one was ever interested. It was never dangerous enough. But my dad still was afraid that the FBI was going to maybe mess with us. So instead of a gun, I shit you not, he bought a slingshot. He brings it home. It's so serious. It's in this like metal like ammunition box, military color ammunition box. And he gives this long speech of like, this is not a toy. This is a very dangerous weapon. And he takes out a wrist rocket. And it's like the 90s. It's like, okay, so if the FBI storms the bus, one, they're going to easily kick down the door. Yeah, not even kick it down. They're going to flick it. And then your plan is to like find a loose rock with their automatic weapons pointed at you.
And you have to fire it accurately.
Accurately. You're going to rip their shirt.
We had one of those. We used to fuck shit up out back. It got that nice wrist support on there.
Can you? Yeah, we had the wrist support. It was a pretty serious looking one. Could you break skin with that?
Oh, fuck. You'd kill somebody with that thing.
Okay, so that's what we had. I mean, in lieu of a gun.
You might get your prop. Here's what's realistically going to happen. Your dad's going to hit an agent in the shoulder.
Yeah.
It's going to bruise him really bad. And then you guys are all going to get murdered.
He's going to shoot you even harder. Yeah, now that you bruised his shoulder, he's like, I'm even more mad.
That's it. My brother, one time, there was a dog chasing us. He was going nuts. And my brother turned around and took that thing from a far away. And it hit that dog right there. And that dog said, "Burp!" And it just laid down and just stared at us after that. And I was like, get the fuck out.
He was alive?
Yeah, he was alive. And it fucking shut him down. They're like, I'm going to stop chasing you guys.
But he was just like, brain injury. Let me start a call.
He might have been concussed.
He's
the dog call. He's your fucking mascot.
Oh my God. I think like we had no video games growing up, so it was a lot of those dangerous games. My brothers like and I would just try to kill it. Hammers?
What's hammers?
So we found a bunch of old hammers and we would just, I shit you not, in Florida, we would just throw hammers at each other.
Outside.
And then one time, my older brother.
Lose or win?
You get in trouble. Yeah. And usually we would dodge them, but like the point was to hit someone. But one time, my sister didn't dodge him. My older brother, he still feels bad about this today, hits her clean in the temple.
She's alive
and everything's fine, I guess.
Her down.
She starts screaming, crying, and she's got a goose egg on her head.
Your dad's like, I'm trying to saw those hammers. Yeah.
Those are playing hammers?
That's out front of the yard.
That's what's going to finish this bus for us. But it was literally like, let's go outside. Do you guys want to play hammers?
So good.
We did have bikes. We'd find bikes in the trash. We would get them. So rollerblading was big. One time we were at a rental place, like a roller rink. And for my birthday, my mom steals me a pair of rollerblades. Okay. Now, I love these rollerblades. They're the first new rollerblades we ever had.
But can I just ask, do you know she's stealing them? Or yes. You just know your mom, so you
know
they're
stolen? Well, I did get my shoes back, so I knew she'd stole them. And then she's like, just
keep them all. Roll out.
Being a kid and not thinking, when we go back to that, because there was like a couple pair of rollerblades that we kind of interchanged, we'd broken down. Not thinking, I took the rental blades back to that roller rink. Not knowing that, putting it two and two together. I knew she saw it, but then the 16-year-old manager immediately spots me. Excuse me, where'd you get those? In my head, he's like this grown man and this adult. But as a kid, I'm shit terrified. And we had gotten the prep talk before of like, once I'm in there, don't call me mom, because she was like trying to meet guys at the roller rink. So it's like, if you need anything, if it's an absolute emergency, just say I'm your oldest sister.
For real?
Yes. So, and then she's like, and walk in 5 minutes after me. So we don't walk in as a group.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wait out here in the cold.
Oh, those other blonde children. So she walks in. She's in her like Daisy Duke shorts and her halter top. Absolutely ripping it up on the rink. And then we walk in 5 minutes after.
So she's out there already skating?
Already crushing it to Third Eye Blind. She is ripping it.
I
she
love can backwards your mom, skate. Dude.
She's having the time of her life. I go in after her, and then the manager pulls me into the two-way mirror office to question me. He's like, Terry, like, you're in a lot of trouble, young man.
And your mom's out there right now, hokey poking and shit.
Doing this move, one-foot stretch.
Shoot the duck.
So he's like, you have to call your mom right now. And I'm first lie. I'm like,
hold on. Ma! Yeah.
She's going around. But I couldn't do that. I just see her pass by the two-way mirror, shredding it up. So she's like, where's your mom? And I was like, because I can't say she's my mom. So I was like, oh, she's on vacation. He's like, okay, then call her. And I've never used a phone before, and I think I'm 7, so I just keep dialing numbers until I think it's enough numbers that for him to buy. Then I have a fake phone call with her on the phone, and I say, oh, you're at the Del Champs across the street, it's a grocery store. Oh, okay, I'll come over there because I'm in a lot of trouble. And he's not buying it at all. He's like, okay, yeah, we'll go with me. He takes me by the wrist out there. It's like, okay, let's walk across the lot and let's go get your mom if that's it. So he gets me out to the door and he's like trying to call my bluff. And then I twist my arm like that, break free, sprint as fast as I can away from him. And then I get to our van and it's locked. So then I just get under the van And he's seen this whole thing.
Yeah, he's
so
drunk.
He just immediately comes and says, like, get out. So then I eventually have to blow her cover and say, that's my mom. And that's probably the most trouble I got into.
What was she
blowing her cover.
Okay, that's what she was most angry about.
Yes, she's the one that stole the rollerblades. Yeah. Yeah. And I broke up her Third Eye Blind song. She couldn't finish that. All right. Now it's couple skate.
Your mom just out there.
Oh, I gotta go now. Shitting on the ring. She's in the corner of the ring.
Shitting everywhere. Oh, man. Oh, well. Dude, thank you so much for coming on here. I really appreciate it. Please plug and promote anything you'd like again.
Trash White hour-long special
yes, sir.
At HBO. I'm out there touring this new hour with some of the stuff we talked about, hopefully.
I love it, man. Thank you, Moses Storm. Go check him out. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.